Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 per hour plus a $175 weekly bonus for some shifts. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook has supercharged its iOS app. Download the update today from the Apple App Store and see the difference for yourself. Must be 21 or over to play. Playable only in Indiana. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. And people, on those Fridays, we feel like we got a good feeling Friday, and Finish Line Friday as well. Steve Rummage in the building, Brian Hall in the booth.
Is that the F word you went with?
Indeed.
Okay.
Were there any other options?
Well, because the one you said right before we went on the air was not that. but regardless, it's good, man. It is a Friday. It may or may not be Ross McMahon's day. We'll see, but we're going to chat a little bit more about him.
Why would you just...
Steve just put pressure on the university like that.
I was trying to think of the description of just pulling the pin on that grenade and just lobbing it right out in the middle, opening us. People are still mad because I don't have all of the YouTube set up, and Steve just lobs that one out there at the beginning. So, Brian Hall in the booth. Brian, what's going on, my man?
Nothing too much. You know, another day, another dollar. It's Friday. TGIF, of course. Big weekend this weekend. I'm doing a lot of work in this weekend, actually, because I'm trying to give my walkers a weekend off, because next weekend we're doing a little weekend trip to Tennessee.
That sounds like fun, of course.
What dates are that?
What, next weekend?
Yeah, next weekend. I might be down there.
Okay.
Well, I might be down there. I'll let you know. I might be down there. Yeah, I have to check. I'm not sure. We're supposed to be going down there because we're actually moving out of our place down there because my wife's contract is coming up in the next couple months. But we're gonna
make the best of it and get down as much as possible.
Yeah, well, of course, I'm still gonna be down there 2 or 3 times a year. I still love it.
I want to go down there and have a cocktail while I watch y'all move and just be
sit
like,
there and watch.
Look, it's one of those times where
supervisor.
Just be that. Hey, Steve, it's probably better if you use your legs a little more on that.
Listen, the fourth floor is amazing until you're moving. Then you're like, there has been part of me just like, but I'm like, we don't have enough down there for me to hire somebody. I'm like, just move the stuff, Steve.
Yeah, just one day is going to suck.
Because somebody's like, man, just pay it. I'm like, no, I'm not going to pay somebody. They'd walk in there and be like, they would look at me and be like,
Steve, don't let me start influencing you.
I know.
Because, I always do the cheapest route. So
I know. Well, and even the place where our new place that we're moving into, like, you know what we're kind of doing? We're just giving away everything we have. We're just getting new stuff.
I would Craigslist it. I would get some profit.
We did a little families first. Okay. Like my mom and them wanted our recliner, you know, some things that. We're kind of like, okay, family gets taken care of, but anybody else, you know, you got to pay. I think I am going to list, I did tell my son, man, I'm like, you don't play the PlayStation 4 enough, so I think I'm going to bundle let me ask that real quick. What would be a good price? I want to ask the listeners. If I bundled my son's PlayStation 4,
what does he play?
Well, he wants the 5, but I don't have it. Now, he likes Xbox, too. He's got his Xbox over his mom's, the new one.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like...
What are you bundling it with?
Well, here's the thing. It's the PlayStation 4, 2 remotes.
I dare you take it to GameStop and see what they'll give you.
Please. 2 controllers, right? Then it's a PlayStation VR with the remotes. And then I've got like a ton of games. Like, I mean, he's got like newer games too.
Aren't they just all like downloaded to the thing now?
Oh, you can get them digital now.
How much cheaper is it?
I don't I think it's a lot cheaper. It's just you don't have to have the disc and stuff.
Really? I bet the PS4 plus the games plus the VR, you could get $300.
You think?
Dang. $250 in a jawbreaker.
I'll keep them for that. If I can only get $300, I'll just keep them.
GameStop. 76.
Yeah, I was gonna say, yeah. Yeah. No, if I could only I'll be honest, if I could only I was thinking like maybe if I could get five.
Four. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If like I was
gonna, I would probably advertise it at like $450 and hope to get $400 but settle for like $350.
Yeah, yeah. See, I was thinking like I was gonna put it at like four and or five. I was gonna put it at five or best offer is what I was gonna do because I was gonna be like, well, we'll see. But I mean, if it's $300 or under, I will probably just keep it.
I was just being realistic with that. I think like realistically, you could ask for five, but I just mean like what you'll actually.
I would never. Yeah,
PS4 Pro used console bundle, great condition, $285. Sony PlayStation 4 Pro.
But he's
console,
adding the controllers, the VR, and the games.
That's it's bundled. So, I mean, I'm just saying. We're working around $300. We're working around $300. $217, 500 gigabyte, two controllers, games. Okay. God of War, Resident Evil, VR, $217. That's where the bid is at right now. Like it, you know.
And it comes with the VR too and everything. I'll just keep it.
PS4, PS4 bundle, $475. Or best offer. So
that's why I was just gonna say $500 or best offer. See what somebody said. Yeah. I don't know. I might throw it on there and just see. Because I was just gonna take that and just go kind of parlay the money. Just take that don't get played, and go buy it, which you can't get the fives. Still.
I would sell it no matter what. If you don't play it, I would sell it. $295. Yeah, it looks like the settling is gonna be around three.
Fair enough. I will say this. I am, however, I love our boss. We got the best boss in the world.
he threw you a little.
We do. That's why I mess with him. I will say this. If someone, and like I said, that's why I fool with him. If someone would like to move me to Norton Commons, a moving company,
I wouldn't be mad at
him. I would love to
trade,
do a little trade with you.
That's what we do in this.
You guys in this business. have a moving company out there, and you want to give Steve Rummage a call? That'd be great.
More people will hear about you on Middays with Marcus Maven and listen to Steve Rummage talking about your business with. Quadruple.
Right. And like I said, a lot of it's just going to be new stuff that will be just kind of taken up in there. So anyways, yeah, I appreciate it.
Okay, so you did drop the smoke bomb earlier. What else in particular is a fan base? Because we like to do this, people. We like to start the show on the subject that brings the fan base the most anxiety. Would you agree? B-Hall over there enjoying his morning.
B-Hall lives in an he lives in an anxious state.
Okay, so
actually, I'm convinced I'm going to die from him running me over in the hallway.
Life's good.
No, that's how I'll go. I've already
almost ran you over at McDonald's.
Today. Look, just let me be. I know when he hits me and I go down.
Let it be.
Just let it be. Just be like he was a good man.
Well, at least it wasn't
tag. What?
At least you didn't die of anything else.
Yeah.
So, Steve, what brings the fan base the most anxiety at the current state?
Assistant coach. Yeah.
Why?
I think people are ready. Well, because it's an important thing. Of course. It's an important thing.
Is it only important because you don't know who it is?
Well, and.
Or are we starting to see, because of our neighbors, are we starting to see the true importance? Has the curtain been drawn back in the last year on how important your assistant? Because this hasn't been a thing that has really been a local meet. Like, when was the last time we really were into the coaches, into the Antiguas and Chin and well, Murray's and Dino's?
That's what I was going to say, too. I think it does the anxious, and I think they're going to, they're going to announce Ross McMaines within the next, maybe today or Monday, but that's who it's going to be. I think we're past that now.
Okay, so you're going to talk about it like our incoming coach. Okay.
Yeah, so here's the thing. I do think that there's a little more anxiety on this one just because of the way it kind of got leaked out, then how Kentucky went so quickly and got their two assistants, who are the great recruiters, which, by the way, they are really good recruiters because Illinois' last four classes were ranked 69th, 19th or 16th, 25 and 26.
Start over.
Hang on. Let me go back because I mean, great recruiters. But no, they are really great recruiters. I mean, and they do.
So what have their classes been ranked at Illinois
basketball?
Wait, Brian. What do you think the last? Okay, Kentucky obviously went and got
two of the best.
Two of the best.
Yeah.
Recruiters. What would you say Illinois? I mean, the product on Illinois' court.
Where their recruiting classes
yeah,
were?
Yeah. What would you say?
I'd say that they were out of the how many years?
3 years.
No, four.
Okay, 4 years.
Or five. I don't know. Whatever. Just do the last 5 years.
Okay, so the last 5 years, I would say that three of those 5 years, they finished in the top 10 recruiting.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah. Right, because, I mean, Kentucky went out and got two of the best recruiters of all time. So last year, 2020, their class was 16th. 2019, their class was 69th. It's close to 10. 2018, it was 25. Fifth in the Big Ten. Sorry, I guess I should have did that before, too. 2019 was 69th, 10th in the Big Ten. I mean, Orlando, I mean.
Top 10 in the Big Ten, you know.
Yeah, no, they pull dudes. Last year was 16th, 3rd in the Big Ten. Let's see, 2018, I said, was, I think we just did.
69th?
25th. No, 69th was 2019. 25th, we'll go back another one. What's 2017? 30th.
All right, I get the point. Not obviously what I was expecting.
Well, no. So that's why we're touting. Kentucky went out and got two of the best recruiters on God's green earth. Settled. Done. Ah! Can you imagine if Louisville hired those two and we were like, dude, their recruiting's off the chain? They'd be like, did they not just have – what? They haven't had a top 10. They haven't had a top 15 class yet in Illinois. People would literally be ready to crucify Marcus and Steve on the street.
With the bag.
If we were like, dude, we got two of the best recruiters on the planet coming from Illinois. They got 16.
Again.
69th. 25.
It's not bad. Listen, think about this.
Pretty solid.
Think about this. If Coach Mack got two coaches from the same school, it's a wrap, Steve.
Yeah.
It's a wrap right there.
Yeah.
Nobody would be interested in anything we have to hear from Coach Chris Mack if he had to get two assistants from the exact same school. That just came off of a losing, second round?
Yeah.
With a one seed.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of that, do you want to know what Coach Max classes were ranked here?
I'm listening, Steve. I'm curious.
12th. 28. And this year is 18. So higher than Illinois in all 3 years because 28 was in 2019,
right,
which they were in the 60s.
Right.
So Coach Mack has recruited circles around Orlando Antigua and Chin Coleman. But I've got to hear.
I got to argue
about how great. And then I have to come on here, and what I'm going to do today is a little educating on Ross McMaines. And what he brings to the table.
Re-education. You know what? It's official education because we kind of just threw lob things around before. But now, like I said, if you're ready to say he and we're also going to have a special guest. Call it in today. Just throw that out there as well. So, Ross McMaines and what he brings to the table. Mm-hmm. okay, what do you say right now with, well, those recruiting classes were all Dino and Murray?
Yeah. Well, I can go back and show you who all Mike Pease got.
Or who he's in on now.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So is that the only response you have? I like, what, you know how we do this, Steve. We try to think of what lob out of left field hate bomb is going to come in. So the lob out of left field hate bomb is, well, it's going to drop now because you don't have Murray and Dino.
Mm-hmm. We'll see. We'll see. I'm just saying, if you're touting them as these big-time recruiters, I just thought you'd have a little more results than that.
What has Kentucky's last three recruiting classes been? Could you please look that up? But no, listen.
It's probably been terrible.
I was going to say, we actually just need to know last year's recruiting class.
No, it's, because no,
Kenny,
we need
because
we,
Kenny Payne. Okay.
No, we need to be fair.
Okay.
Listen, we need to be fair, and we need to go all the way back.
Let's go back 3 or 4 years.
Because obviously they haven't had enough talent to win so far.
Mm.
So let's go back to I went back to 2017 I didn't with Coach Mack because he wasn't here.
Right.
But 2017 they were second. To be fair, first in the SEC.
That was the year they won it all, though, right?
No, they lost to Kansas State.
That was the Kansas State year?
Yeah, well, but they only had Kevin Knox, P.J. Washington, Nick Richards, Quade Greens, Shade Gillis, Alexander, Jamari Baker.
You mean those guys in the league that are killing
Hamidou
it?
Diallo.
All those guys that are like damn near starting in the league right now?
Yeah, that's all they had. Then in 18...
I'm sure they recruiting took a drop.
Right. Two again. Number one in the SEC. I mean, that year they only had Tyler Hero, Emmanuel Quickly, Keldon Johnson, Ashton Hagen.
Wait, Tyler Hero that was in the NBA championship the next year?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, who did repeat start off with that team?
That year they had E.J. Montgomery, Ashton Hagens, Keldon Johnson, Emmanuel Quickly, and Tyler Hero. So they did struggle that year in recruiting. 2019, they took a little bit more of a dip.
Because they didn't have the talent to go all the way.
Right.
At all.
In 2019, they were second and number one in the SEC. They had Tyrese Maxey, Keon Brooks, Khalil Whitney, Johnny Juzang. I don't know who that guy was. Dante Allen and Nate Sestina. So, I mean, you can see why they went out and got help with recruiting. One more. We'll finish with 2020. Who did they have in 2020? Number one overall nationally. number one in the SEC. But they only got that year, they only got Brandon Boston, Terrence Clark, Isaiah Jackson, Devin Askew, Lance Ware, Cameron Fletcher, brought in Olivier Saar, Jacob Toppin, and Davion Mintz.
But that's the year they won the championship, Steve.
No, but they did win 9 games. And so I can see why they had to get rid of the coaches to bring in the Illinois coaches who were rocking anywhere from 16 to 69. Yeah, so
somewhere in the average.
Yeah, so it was good overall move for them, and hopefully they can get some real talent in there now.
You made up all that.
Yeah, I wish I did.
You made up all that. That's not their last four recruiting classes, Steve, have not been 2-2-2-1. Because I know there's a championship year somewhere in there.
No, there's not. But they did get rid of those jackasses that brought in those classes, and now they got some real dogs coming in who brought in classes from 16 to 69 and got bent over spanked by Porter Moser and Loyola Chicago in round two. So they got it fixed. They're ready to roll.
That's a damn good roster they got. I'll tell you what. I'm going to do y'all a favor, and we're going to cut to a commercial break. I'm going to let y'all breathe on what you just said.
I mean, I'm just stating the facts. I mean, hey, whatever.
Because Steve just made that up, and there's no way any of that could have been true. Steve said he wishes he was making that up.
Yep. Go Cats? I don't know.
End days with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.
Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 per hour plus a $175 weekly bonus for some shifts. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook has supercharged its iOS app. Download the update today from the Apple App Store and see the difference for yourself. Must be 21 or over to play. Playable only in Indiana. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Brian, I got to ask you this question. Baron Davis, UCLA. Who was his backcourt running mate?
Ooh. Definitely remember Baron Davis at UCLA.
Yeah. He was light-skinned.
When he was
dude.
In college, man, he okay. was unbelievable.
Who was the real young guy who coached the Phoenix Suns about 5 years ago? He just got hired out of nowhere. You're like, what? You know? Texters.
Not Quinn Snyder. Who was it?
Texters.
Former, I'll look it up.
Oh, type in former player, former UCLA, now Phoenix Suns coach. What's his name? What is that kid's name? Real high IQ player.
Earl Watson.
Damn it. That's yeah. what it was. Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Okay. So here's the thing.
Appreciate that. 718, you were first.
I had that. Beat me by 5 seconds.
Fair enough. But here's the thing. Before we talk about what Steve did was a serious kind of reach out. Steve is moving. Moving companies need advertising. It would be a great quick partnership, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but like I said, between trade and advertising, and I'm sure Steve will get you a six pack or something for when you're finished or mm-hmm. anything like that. Here's the thing, people. Brian, first things first, you're going to get fined. I know what you've been doing.
Okay.
Brian, stop hoarding your dogs in our bathroom.
Oh, no. The night. Bathroom's nasty.
You obviously are leaving dogs in the bathroom.
That's what it looks like.
Because there is no...
I bring dogs to the show that I'm watching, and I just lock them up in the bathroom.
Obviously.
You guys don't know that.
Because there is no way you could have four rolls. Steve, do you realize somebody is opening a new roll of toilet paper to use the bathroom? Like, when they go to the bathroom?
I mean, you don't want fresh toilet paper, man.
Steve, there's four open. I was late coming back from the show because at some point, like, Nate is going to really... Y'all think he bullshit... I mean, y'all think he's messing around. Y'all think Nate is messing around. When Nate tells you, I'm going to take the waters, the coffees, the deliveries, the food drops. If I look at that bathroom and see somebody come out, and that bathroom, it has a bunch of crap on the floor. Like, if I pinpoint somebody doing that, I'm going to get suspended. I'm going to get suspended from ESPN Louisville. That was filthy.
It's fair, man.
In that bathroom.
Listen.
That's one thing. I'm going to parlay that into something else. Steve and myself love being out in the community.
We do.
We love the fact that we learned over the pandemic that we can be much more mobile. I am working on having the ability to double up microphones on the Lucy app so we can have an extension cord and do remote shows. Are they a lot more available now, the Comrexes?
Somewhat. I mean, I'm not here as much in the afternoon, so I don't know how they, you know, what they do in the afternoon shows, how often they're using them.
Uh-huh. Because here's the thing. Steve and I are going to be doing shows out in the community now.
Fair.
We love the Players Club.
Yeah,
but it's the weather's getting nice, and businesses.
Man, I'm sure. Like, if we need it, I'll chat with Pat. And I've got a good rapport with Pat.
Right,
and I'll come pick him up.
No,
bring him
yeah,
back.
That's my point. Yeah, right like back. Like we can. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll be fine with the Comrex and everything.
Yeah.
But I want you to know that our advertising, our partners, reach out to us. Reach out to ESPN Louisville.
Sure.
Reach out if you have an event or if you'd like to, you know, for us to host a show. You know, like I said, during this summertime weather, like I said, you have a sales event going on
yeah,
or something.
Yeah.
And you want
to love being out, man.
Right.
We do. And now we haven't been able to do it for so long that I'm like, dude, I'm ready to get out, man. Get out and do some lunchtime shows and whatever you want.
So, yeah, I do want people to know. I'll pass it along. Businesses, like I said, make your business inquiries about getting us out to certain, you know, certain places to do remote shows. Because, yeah, we shouldn't. And just make sure your bathroom's clean.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, there's no dogs in the bathroom. So, Steve, I think, okay, I said this last night, Steve. I can always tell when my rival is listening and my rival knows I'm right.
Mm-hmm.
You ever get that feeling like you can tell by somebody's responses that they know you just said something? That they might yell at you.
Right.
But they're going to think about what you just said for the rest of the day, week, month, weekend, whatever. Steve.
Yeah.
Kentucky's classes have been 2-2-2-1.
Mm-hmm.
You just fired the assistants
and
brought in an average of, 69-16?
30-ish.
36, maybe.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
What's the average of 69-16?
The average?
Yes.
Off the top of my head, let's see. 48-9.
I'm terrible at math. I'm running the show. I don't do math in the middle of the show.
I don't do math at all.
So, Steve, literally, that's your solution to the problem. Steve, I talked
26 and a half.
Somebody said 42.5.
Yeah, 40 plus 13, sorry, or plus 16, sorry.
Listen, it doesn't matter. We've all identified ourselves as very incompetent when it comes to mathematical equations. Like,
yeah,
I don't mind. All I know is like 9-16. So, Steve, we pointed out some truth there. 2-2-2-1.
Yeah.
And you know what I thought going into commercial break? Who's coaching these guys?
Mm-hmm.
How do you go 9-16 with the number one recruiting class in the country?
Mm-hmm.
How do you lose 16 games
mm-hmm.
with a Hall of Famer coach on your sideline? Not a Hall of Famer coach is going through what Bobby Petrino was going through.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, not that level. A coach that seemed to be functioning just fine. But here's the thing. I saw a coach try to bring his team together by locking arms and making sure they took steps on the same heartbeat. Step. Mm-mm. Step. Mm-mm. And that didn't even work. Steve, they locked arms and walked side by side to where they were stepping in the same rhythm.
Yeah.
That didn't even work.
No.
Coach, they told a player, I'm going to take you out if you don't shoot. That didn't work.
Right.
They ran circle, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
They ran circle when they needed a bucket.
Yeah.
Steve, he let a player stay at his house for the weekend. 16 losses. Steve, they left Joel Justice at home to train two players in the middle of the season in one of the big swing games in a late SEC game. That didn't even work.
Right.
What's the next solution, Steve? Do you have any answers?
No. Fire everybody?
I don't know.
The texter says, I'm good at math. Ask me anything.
Hire Luke Murray and Dino Gaudio.
Yeah. Guess that's one thing.
I bet they wouldn't have went 9-16 if they had Luke Murray and Dino Gaudio on their sideline.
No, probably not.
Let me get to this phone line. Doc, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away, my man.
Simple. KP. No KP.
Appreciate it. Appreciate the call. But even again,
BKP, AKP.
But again, even that, look what Kenny Payne is doing with his New York Knicks.
Well, yeah, because see, that's the thing. Kenny Payne left, though, and they still got the number one recruiting class.
Wait a minute. So they weren't worried about losing Kenny Payne because they still actually, with Kenny Payne gone, Steve, they went up in recruiting rankings. But the play on the court, something changed about it. What changed?
It went from solid to not.
I'm just trying to figure out what are we missing here?
I don't know.
How many players are on a New York scene? I mean, how many Kentucky players are on New York scene?
By the way, I'll throw this little nugget in there. The governor said June 11th, Kentucky will return to 100% capacity in all venues and eliminate mask requirements. June 11th. So people, that's the date.
So when does the passports come out?
They're not.
We'll see about that.
So June 11th. The day after I move, go figure. They probably did that for me.
Celebration. It's a celebration.
I just figured that's news people wanted to know. So. Yeah. So anyways, I guess your other option would have been to hire Chris Beard.
What's Chris Beard's buyout?
I don't know. And I'm not even going to say it on air because I don't want to speak that into existence.
How many years on the Chris Beard deal?
I don't. Probably a lot. I would say a lot.
10.
10?
Just guessing.
No, please. Can you look it up, please? Yeah. I want to know how many years on the Chris Beard deal.
Yeah, I don't.
What other coach would you not like to see go there?
He was my number one. That was like
2 and 3.
I was like, I think he's going to be good.
7-year, $35 million deal.
Okay, that's good.
$5 million a year.
I can live with that. I can live with
7 that. Years? Until you got to worry about him again?
Yeah.
Over under 4 more years for Calipari.
You say how many years?
4.
I say right at it.
Okay, Brian.
Yeah, I know, yeah. I say about right at 4 seasons because he's only one bad season away, and they're done.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, a bad year this year. He'll be getting.
No, hot. If they have a good season this year, and then suck the year after. And the one and done rule is about to go away. I mean, so that's where we're headed. Like, I mean, it's not. Yeah, like I know the high recruiting and all this stuff. You know, it's like, okay, yeah, well, about to be everybody, like I've been saying all along, everybody fishing from the same ponds, man. You know, now your 5-star big time recruit wasn't.
He's going to Western Kentucky.
Well, no. Listen, that is funny. But no, you're a Washington kid. Now, before you were getting the. Dude, this dude's just been crowned as a stud since he was 6.
Yep.
Now you're getting the Washington kid who was a 3-4-star kid that was going to Creighton who's now moved up the rankings a la Sam Williamson.
Ty Washington, yeah.
Yeah, a la Sam Williamson who did the same thing. And people, when you read the analysis of him, and he seems like a good kid and probably be a solid player. Like I've nothing against the kid in general. But when you read the things of him, it's like, it takes some time.
Yeah, he wasn't a.
But he'll be good.
Yeah, he wasn't a can't miss prospect.
Yeah, but so it's like it's a different. It's a different game from what you were playing before, you know.
So you say at 4 years?
Yeah, I'd say about four. Yeah. So on the flip side of that, what did Coach Mack do when he saw an issue? Because he also made changes. And I think that's where everybody's kind of at today. So, and that's where I want to go, because I do think that you're going to hear Ross McMahon's, like I said, today, Monday, most likely. And it kind of, it's like, okay, so what does that address? We've talked about him at length on this show already about what he brings to the table. But I do think now that it's even more of a, not a possibility, but a probability. Mm-hmm. I think fans are going to a little, I think your ears even tune up a little more.
Do they? Okay. What's more important? The fans hearing from him and what he plans to do, or his resume, or from coach and why he chose this particular guy?
Man, I think I'm about to brine you again. I think it's a mixture of I think it's a mixture of all three, man, because that's what I need to know.
8150 939 is the number. 3831 939 is the text line. Are you looking forward to hearing more about this assistant coach, Coach Mack, on why he chose this assistant coach, or, you know, or just Coach Mack's state of the union in general?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm not going to brine you. Oh. I'm going to say that I want to hear from Chris Mack why he chose him. And the reason I say that is because a lot of times a coach isn't going to get up there, an assistant coach, and toot his own horn. He's not. He's going to say, you know, I'm really good at player development, you know, and these are some of the guys I develop. And that's fine, but anybody can look that up. But Coach Mack's going to be like, we brought this guy in for this reason, and I kind of want to hear his side.
Let me ask you this. Is Coach Mack humble enough to say, I thought we struggled in this department, and I brought him in to help improve? Because that's kind of like admitting that you have a flaw. And just like you say, coaches won't necessarily toot their own horn. Will they admit that they had a flaw in their...
I think he's letting his actions speak for him. And what I'm saying is they're firing letting the guys go was him admitting that there was an issue. And he's in the new hire. He's not going to, I don't think he's going to turn around and try to stab either Luke Murray or Dino Gaudio in the back.
Are people going to be more, are the questions going to be more surrounding why you let go of Murray and Gaudio? Or why you chose this hire?
Well, I think that it'd be...
Has that passed? Is that still a thing, is what I'm asking?
That's kind of the blessing and the curse. Because the curse was it come out so early, so it looked so much sloppier than what it really was.
Because it wasn't supposed to get out like
that. The blessing is, it came out a long time ago. I think people
forget that. We haven't even heard much discussion about it.
Luke Murray's already at UConn. He's been at UConn doing his thing for a few weeks now. Like he's got a job. I mean, there may be a little questioning on it, but I don't think there'll be a lot.
I don't think there'll be any.
Yeah, I mean, like maybe somebody's probably somebody says something like, what caused a change or something, not necessarily like
hitting around it indirectly. I could see kind of like what Marcus was talking about, somebody kind of trying to say, you know, was the player development bad before
sure.
loss type thing, but not necessarily directly talking about a specific
which
individual.
I'll be completely honest, I'm kind of interested in, like, you know, like to an extent throwing them under the
bus.
I am interested in, did you just feel like we just had a disagreement on, of course, he would clean it up. He wouldn't say it like this, but we just didn't see eye to eye on offensive philosophy, or was it just, hey man, what you said, and this is a humble thing for a coach to do, but it's a sign of a great, great coach. If he just says, it was more me than it was them. I realized at this level, I need to do something different offensively than I was doing, because what I was doing, and of course he would clean it up like this too.
Yeah.
But I mean, what I was doing at Xavier isn't working the same way in the ACC. And I know some people go, duh, but I mean, it's like, These coaches think their systems are good.
Right.
So if he says, watching this action up close.
I wasn't getting the best out of my talent level.
Right.
Yeah. The depth of my talent is different from Xavier. So to get the best out of the full, I can rotate. You know, my rotations at Xavier were 6 to 7.
Mm-hmm.
Now I want them 7 to 8. And to get 7 to 8 guys good minutes and really maximize their talent, I needed more tempo.
Yeah.
Listen, and again, I don't mind a coach saying, if I was sitting around talking with Coach Mack.
Yeah.
Mack, give me 3 of your favorite Xavier games. You're just sitting around having a beer, right?
Mm-hmm.
I could see Coach Mack saying, oh, that, you know, since the game, you know what I'm saying, that we
yeah.
beat them up and beat them up, right?
Yeah.
I could see 2 other games, a Nova game.
Mm-hmm.
I say, Coach, what did you like about those games? Maybe. We drew them in the deep mud, and we just beat them up. We just ISO'd and just – we showed we had 6 to 7 dogs.
Yeah.
And we just beat them into submission.
Right.
We were tougher than them. I know that's what he likes.
Yeah.
I know that's what he likes, Steve.
Right.
But again, it's okay to say take some of that mentality and mix it in with your ACC changes. It can't just be all deep water, mud fights.
Sure.
Because, here, people are playing with such a hunter against Louisville. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, Xavier is an opponent. And here's the thing. It's not shade because Coach Mack at Xavier says, my team can beat everybody, right? I mean, I know his thought was, I'm a one seed. My team can beat anybody in the country, you know, on any given night. But there's still, like, a difference in, okay, most of the teams on your schedule thought they were equal with you at Xavier.
Right, right.
Right?
Sure.
Here, they want blood. They're trying to have the game of their life when you're at Louisville.
Yeah, absolutely.
Xavier, they just want, you know, and again, without me being, I'm not trying to insult any,
I mean, Louisville's,
any levels.
You can't say Louisville's one of the top 6-7 programs of all time and then not be able to say what you're saying.
Right. Yeah, like, I mean, coming into the Yum Center is different from, you know, what's Xavier's arena? Ryan, what's Xavier's arena called?
Hold on, I'll look it up.
Let me get to Joel real quick. Brian. Joel, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Marcus, the CentOS Center is Xavier.
That's what I thought. Sure. Okay. I think you're right, because that was what immediately would come to my mind, but I was like,
thanks.
Yeah, it's a good call.
That's correct.
I think that's right. But, a couple things, man. You know, when you were talking about who do the fans or whatever, I mean, we got to hear from Mac for sure, just based on all the stuff that's happened since, I guess, the last game of the year. You know, it's funny because I think about this too sometimes. I don't know if you guys ever thought about this, but I almost feel like when you look at the basketball and football program with our coaches, it's the same kind of setup for these guys are just breaking in to what kind of bigger time basketball and football is. You know, you get a guy from App State who comes for his first big-time Power 5 program, and he's kind of adjusting and learning stuff on the fly. And we're seeing that, right? So we're having those growing pains that we're experiencing with, and it's the same with Mac. So that's why I kind of thought, like, it isn't like we got somebody from, like, LSU who's coaching football now and somebody that came from, you know, name a big Power 5 hoops for, like, Kansas or something. You know, these guys are learning on the fly. That's probably part of our frustration that's happened a little bit. So you kind of got to let them go through the growing pains, and hopefully it works out. That's kind of my thought on that. But, you know, the one thing I wanted to hit on you guys, too, you know, talking about Calipari earlier, it's funny how it's changed as far as, man, when he first took that job, and every year, and it's pretty similar because he went over the recruiting ranking classes recently, like 2-2-2-1. But back then, man, you look back, everybody talks about windows for teams, right? And it's like, if you look at the last 10 or 11 years, man, when you got a team with John Wall, DeMarcus Cousins, Terrence Jones, Anthony Towns, all that, I mean, this guy should have four or five titles. He's got one. So to me, it's just funny how I've changed every year where in the beginning I was like, oh, man, Kentucky's going to be loaded. I hope to God they don't win it all. Now I'm like, I don't care who they recruit, who they pick up. I just know with the guy coaching them over there, they ain't going to get it done. Now, whether that's right or wrong or not, but I just feel that way now currently about UK basketball. One last thing, man, and I've been meaning to bring this up to you guys last week. There was a time, I think you guys were talking about a recruit. I think it was that, is his name Mike James, basketball recruit?
Yep.
I think you were talking about him, but I remember somebody was asking him about, you know, with the cloud hanging over Louisville basketball, what is, you know, Coach Mack saying to you on the recruiting trail, things like that? And he was saying, you know, it's not going to be that bad and stuff like that, or he doesn't think it's going to be that bad. Do you think he knew, like, this Kenny Johnson stuff? You know, because that's what I would say if I was Mack and I knew that, hey, we found out that actually Kenny Johnson didn't get paid any money, and we don't see what kind of grounds the NCAA is going to have to just pound us if that's, you know, confirmed. You think that's something that Mack kind of already knows, that information about Kenny Johnson? Yeah. But that's all I got, man. I know it was a lot. See you guys. Have a good weekend.
Appreciate it, man.
Joe, I appreciate the call. To your first point, well, if he thinks it's not going to be that bad, he wouldn't have put that clause in his contract. If we get hammered.
Yeah, he's covered, yeah.
Also,
but it is possible he knew more facts than.
Joe, I'll pass this along. You know who else went through growing pains at Louisville? Charlie Strong. Remember when Charlie stepped in it, talking about the fans?
Mm-hmm.
Remember just a couple of those little coaching, you know what I'm saying? Like you have to learn.
Louisville and Kentucky was like in the Final Four, and he was pissed off that we didn't care about spring practice at the moment or something. It was like. Yes, Charlie. At this moment, I don't even know you guys are over there. Right. I'll be honest with you. What do you want me to say? And I'm a football guy.
Yeah.
But Louisville is currently. This team was dead. Dead.
When they lost
a month ago.
When they lost two games in
a row.
And
now we just won the Big East tournament and we're on our way to New Orleans in the Final Four to play Kentucky. Yes, I apologize. But at this moment, I don't even know y'all are having a season.
Football.
Yeah. It's like,
yeah. So every coach is, like you said, is not already a super established college or professional coach is going to go through, you know, those kind of growing pains.
Texture says, I saw Mike James play in Orlando and my cousin plays in Orange County. The kid is heavily slept on. I like Mike James. I guess we play out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead. Thanks, Brian.
No, you're good.
We got a special guest coming up around 11:30. Y'all want to tune into that?
Oh, I don't know who it is either.
I guarantee y'all are going to want to hear that one.
Do I know who it is?
No.
Do I know him?
No.
I had somebody who wants to come on the show.
Who? You don't want to say it out
loud. He's big.
Okay. Oh, that's awesome.
No, I mean, he's a big guy. He's an AD.
Sign him up.
Okay. Next week. But remember, you said okay.
Middays with Marcus Maven on 939 The Ville.